Elected officials, dignitaries, laborers, and others cheered as the final beam was lifted atop the building that will soon be home to the University at Buffalo's Jacobs School of Medicine and Biomedical Sciences. It's located on the edge of the Buffalo Niagara Medical Campus. Governor Andrew Cuomo says this is just one example of the many positive results to come from the so-called Buffalo Billion.
It was the right investment. Buffalo had the greatest economic need, and we wanted to make up for all those years that the state was not present. And we wanted to say to Buffalo, this is different. It's not like one of those other plans that you've heard before. We're serious. And that's what the $1 billion said. It said serious.
Cuomo later appeared in Niagara Falls to announce the state's commitment of $40 million for Phase 2 of the Robert Moses Parkway redevelopment. A two-mile stretch of the roadway will be ripped out and replaced with green space. Niagara Falls Mayor Paul Deister is excited about the chance to reintroduce a new view of the Niagara to both citizens and tourists.
One of the things that we've found is that for all the glitz and glamour on the Canadian side, that Clifton Hill experience is not what many people have traveled halfway around the world to experience here in Niagara. They're looking for more of a Henry David Thoreau experience.
Governor Cuomo said 5 years ago Buffalo's blight made it the butt of jokes, but now other upstate cities are trying to figure out how to redevelop as Buffalo has. Michael Merziak, WBFO News.